Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a windswept and wave-beaten island at the northern edge of Bristol Bay, a pair of wildlife photographers perched on a grassy knoll shoots pictures of an enormous group of walrus on the beach below. Some are hauled out, and others swim in the shallow waters offshore. The walrus bellow like sea lions, but they also make very unusual vocalizations underwater that can be heard on the surface.
Every year, thousands of walrus spend the summer here at Round Island, one of the only land-based walrus haulouts in the southern Bering Sea. When spring comes to the Bering Sea, females and young follow the retreating ice pack north, resting on sea ice and feeding at the fringes. But thousands of males stay behind and congregate at Round Island, foraging and resting for the summer. Round Island is the best known of the seven craggy islands that make up the Walrus Island State Game Sanctuary. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game provides permits to visit Round Island, and every summer visitors fly to Dillingham, then Togiak in northwest Bristol Bay, and from there take a 2 or 3 hour boat ride to the Walrus Islands.
Wildlife watchers aren't the only visitors to the island. Close to 500,000 seabirds nest on the cliffs of Round Island, and cormorant, murre, and kittiwake colonies cover the crags and cliff faces. Parakeet auklets and puffins fly over the choppy waters, where stellar sea lions, gray whales, and humpbacks swim. Red foxes feed on seabird eggs and chicks, as well as the voles and shrews that scurry through the lush summertime grass. But walrus, with their unusual belling and gonging calls, are the highlight for most visitors to Round Island. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.